Movie musicals usually get lumped together as a category, but classical music critic Lord Schwartz says that a batch of original musicals from MGM and 20th Century Fox, just released on DVD, reveals an array of categories that date back to the earliest sound films.
Some of the very earliest movie musicals were modeled on Broadway revues like the Ziegfeld Follies, shows that had no story, just a series of lavish production numbers and comedy sketches with all-star casts. A similar string of loosely connected production numbers occurs in another genre, the composer biography, which usually had little biographical accuracy, but served as an excuse to film big stars singing some great songs. Until The Clouds Roll By, about Jerome Kern, an invented dramatic conflict concerns Kern's inexperienced niece, who gets upset when she's replaced in a show by the great Broadway star of the 1920s, Marilyn Miller, played by Judy Garland. The film begins with a condensed version of Kern's most important musical, Showboat. Here's the droll Virginia O'Brien, perfectly cast for Showboat's best comic song.
Life upon the wicked stage ain't ever what a girl supposes. Stage door johnnies aren't raging over you with gems and roses. When you let a feller hold your hand, which means an extra beer or sandwich, everybody whispers ain't her life a whirl. Though you're warned against a roué ruining your reputation, when you played around the one-night trade around the great big nation, wild old men who give you jewels and sables only live in Aesop's fables. Life upon the wicked stage ain't nothing for a girl.
Though we listen to your moan and
the formulaic plots are often about show business itself, breaking into it, or putting on a show with songs that had nothing to do with the story. In Summer Stock, the iconic Judy Garland number, Get Happy, was the last to be filmed. Garland famously lost 20 pounds and looked suddenly sexy in jacket, tights, and tilted fedora.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy. Your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy.
In the 1940s, Franklin Roosevelt's good neighbor policy encouraged wildly colorful Technicolor musicals set in Latin America. 20th Century Fox imported the delicious Brazilian star with the cornucopia on her head and bare midriff, Carmen Miranda, most of whose American movies, like Down Argentine Way and Weekend in Havana, were not set in Brazil.
Ai, 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 é o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em salsa americano. Ai, 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 e o que traz no seu tabuleiro vem de pra ioi, ioi, vem de pra ia, ia, em salsa americano. E vem de batata, e vem de caruru, e vem de mongonza, e vem de um boi seu tabuleiro tem. E tudo que convém, mas só lhe falta, ai, ai, beneguem.
By the 1950s, a decade after Oklahoma and Carousel changed Broadway's approach to musicals, movie musicals also became more plot-driven. One MGM musical that's often overlooked, though it was co-directed by Stanley Donen and Gene Kelly, is It's Always Fair Weather, which was a kind of sequel to On the Town, the Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green show about three sailors on leave in New York at the beginning of the Second World War. It's Always Fair Weather is a darker satire about three army buddies, Gene Kelly, Dan Daly, and Michael Kidd, who reunite 10 years after the war is over to find that in the post-war culture, they no longer have much in common. The songs by André Previn, with lyrics by Comden and Green, further the plot, though they never became independent hits. One high point is I Like Myself, Gene Kelly's self-psychoanalyzing number on roller skates. And Dolores Gray, blonde and leggy, is memorable in a parody of a TV hostess who likes herself all too much.
And now, you dear ladies and gentlemen, guess what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing you a song. It's my latest recording, and I do hope you just love it. But even if you don't, I don't really mind, as long as you love me.
I'm watching and waiting.
Joe.
I'm waiting and watching.
Hello, Max. Hello, Bob. Hello, Jasper.
I hope and I yearn.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Phil.
Just for his return. Thanks for the present of the silver blue mink. Thanks for the plane and the ice skating rink. Thanks for the yacht and for the solid gold sink. Thanks a lot, but no thanks. Thanks for the Scrabble.
It's not that I necessarily prefer musicals with serious plots. I think if I had to choose between Down Argentine Way and It's Always Fair Weather, I'd probably pick the sillier but more entertaining film with Carmen Miranda, the miraculous Nicholas Brothers, and the irrepressibly high-kicking Charlotte Greenwood. Fortunately, we don't have to choose. And besides being enormous fun, these new DVDs also provide a valuable initiation into the history of a major American institution, the Hollywood musical.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor at the Boston Phoenix.
What a day, what a day. She belongs in the Hall of Fame. Baby, you knocked me out.
You're the dame with the fame they whistle at. You're the dame with the brain in the picture hat. You're the doll with a wallop like a baseball bat.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, boing! I'm flat.